This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
We seem to be transforming our world into a zero-risk society. That is the conclusion of Andrew Mikta, who is the Dean of the College of International and Security Studies at George Marshall European Center for Security Studies. He said that a year of COVID pandemic has transformed some of the freest and most affluent societies in the history of the West beyond recognition and in ways perhaps never imagined. And he's not the only person aware of the psychosis that has gripped so many people during this last year. In previous commentaries, I quoted Jonathan Haidt, who explained in The Coddling of the American Mind the cult of safetyism. Young people have become obsessed with eliminating threats to the point where fragility becomes expected and routine. Now, of course, the emphasis on safety only focused on one factor. Mikta reminds us that few politicians or media pundits bothered to ask the obvious question of why a life threatened by COVID deserved to be saved before all other lives threatened by, say, untreated cancers or untreated heart conditions, and why the rights of free citizens, such as the right to earn a living, to interact with one's family and friends, to educate one's children, or simply to live in freedom. The impact of the pandemic and lockdowns has been devastating. The economic loss of businesses in the nation's economy, the unraveling of our educational system, and the rise of so many social pathologies are just a few of the consequences we currently face and will experience for many years to come. If we're to move forward, we must accept the fact that we will never eliminate risk in this fallen world. The best we can hope for is to mitigate risk and hope that our leaders use better common sense in balancing societal risk in the future. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you hear on Viewpoints by visiting pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.